If you are looking for something to do this weekend, look no further than the pages of the Ann Arbor Observer. And those pages come to life each weekend when we talk with Michael Bright, who is the assistant calendar editor for the Ann Arbor Observer. Take it away, Michael.
Well, hi, Lucianne. Summer's coming into full swing soon here. Got a lot of events coming up. Start off with the Ann Arbor Civic Theater, which is putting on a production this weekend. They're doing 1776, which is Sherman Edwards and Peter Stone's Tony-winning 1969 musical about the compromises, maneuverings, and other improvisations of leading up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So it's a historical musical, and it's in honor of the upcoming semi-quincentennial. I think I said that right. Coming up in July. So that's going on all weekend long, 7:30 Thursday through Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday, up at the Arthur Miller Theater on North Campus. A $29 ticket for that.
250. That's good enough.
Okay. I like semi-quincentennial. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
David Kiley, the director, is phenomenal, and he's quite astute when it comes to historical pieces and how he presents them. So I think this is going to be an outstanding production for the Ann Arbor Civic Theater, 1776. Well, we are in the season of Top of the Park, which is just such a great place to see and be seen.
Yeah, it's a big annual summer tradition coming up here starting this Friday night. This year's festival includes a few ticketed performances next weekend. So they'll have the Avett Brothers and Ivor Glass coming up. But then, of course, it's got the free shows up at Ingalls Mall there going pretty much Tuesday through Sunday. So every day except Monday for the next 3 weeks. So keep an eye out for their schedule. I know they got a great, great lineup this weekend and next weekend, but just keep an eye on the schedule there and just check it out. Always a good scene.
You're going to see a lot of people wandering around town looking down at the beautiful gardens.
Saturday is, in fact, the 33rd annual Ann Arbor Garden Walk. So it's one of the more anticipated events of the year. It's a big deal, actually. People. Seven private gardens are on display, and they really go all out and make sure they're in pristine shape. So there's everything this year from a whimsical garden encircling an equally whimsical 1920s home. There's a garden centered around a repurposed drainage ditch, a native pollinator buffet, they call it.
Wow.
A lot of different types of gardens out there. So if you want some inspiration or just want to walk around and look at some nice work that people do Saturday for that.
Okay, you write in the Ann Arbor Observer that one of these seven private gardens dates back to the home anyway, 1860s, a country estate.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one that is, but
that's a lot of history there.
So you have to kind of tour around. You go to they have a tinyurl.com/A2GardenWalk2026.
Okay,
and you can get all the info on that. It's, I believe, a $15 advance ticket.
All right, so tinyurl.com/A2GardenWalk26, or just Google Ann Arbor Garden Walk. And this is part of the Ann Arbor Farm and Garden Group, which is an outstanding local nonprofit organization. Let's go cruising.
Yeah, 18th annual Jackson Road Cruise is this Saturday. It's been going on for a while, obviously. It's a parade of classic cars down Jackson Road between Wagner and Baker. There'll be some judging and awards for the best cars. There's a few other businesses doing special events out there, beer truck, food trucks, all that. It's a really neat event down there on Jackson Road. A lot of the businesses get involved. So check it out, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. there on Saturday.
All right. Beer. Do you like beer?
I'll have a cold one.
You have a cold one?
Yeah, I have a cold one.
They're
going to
have a lot of cold ones coming up here.
Yeah, down in Ypsilanti on Saturday is the 27th annual Summer Beer Festival. It's around 3,000 people are expected to show up, so it's a pretty big beer festival. 150 different Michigan craft breweries under some big tents. There'll be some live music, apparently some wrestling shows throughout the day, sales of jewelry, woodwork, other crafts, food and drinks, obviously, for sale. So 1 to 6 p.m., Riverside Park. It's a $60 ticket in advance, and then a $70 ticket at the gate. Usually get include some beer samples with the ticket.
That is a big event every year.
Yes.
There are some beer connoisseurs in our community. The University Lowbrow Astronomers are back at it.
Yeah, this is their weekend. They're doing an open house up on Peach Mountain there off North Territorial Road, just next to Hudson Mills Metro Park there. They'll have astronomy buffs up there with instruments. You're allowed to bring your own telescopes if you want, but they'll point you in the right direction. Definitely a good thing to check out. If the weather's no good, though, they do cancel. So keep in mind that.
You know, sometimes I think that people forget the city of Ann Arbor has an airport, unless you're living near it. We do, and it can be very vital for local businesses that utilize it.
Yeah, I put this in, I was driving by there the other day, and I saw the sign for it, and I was like, I forget about this event, but they do it every year.
Yeah.
It's the fly-in. And pancake breakfast.
It's a great way for them to introduce the local community to what they do out
there.
Yeah,
so it's put on by this Experimental Aircraft Association.
Okay.
So they do pancake and sausage breakfast, but they'll put a display of different vintage planes, different aviation displays for kids, chance for kids to get in the plane and, you know, pretend to fly it and stuff. There'll be some helicopter rides. I think it costs a little extra, but... It's a benefit for this group's flight training scholarship fund, but it looks like a really cool event, and they do advertise it well. It's on every year, so I assume it gets some showing. So shout out to the annual fly-in and pancake breakfast at the Ann Arbor Airport on Sunday, 8 to 11 a.m.
That's just off of State and Ellsworth.
That's right.
On Ann Arbor's south side, 903 Airport Drive. Sounds like a fun event. Annual fly-in and pancake breakfast. Can't go wrong with pancakes, that's for sure. And planes are pretty cool as well. And that's what's happening this weekend. More great events in the pages of the Ann Arbor Observer, along with wonderful articles about our town. You'll learn a lot about the politics, about what makes this town tick, cultural happenings, and really who Ann Arbor is. Our thanks to Michael Bright, assistant calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer. Pick up a copy on newsstands everywhere. This is 1290 WLBY.